Welcome to Connections Over Coffee. I'm going to share my screen right up front just to give everyone an idea of who we are and what we are about in this particular group. And so bear with me here as I share. And I'm going to go over to our meetup group. And this is who we are. It's Connections Over Coffee. And Carmela and Ruth are both my co-hosts. Ruth is on with us today. Carmela may be jumping on. She, again, I just shared she works for her attorney husband, and she is in the office today taking phone calls.
That's
This
one
is
of the things
Connections.
together.
Yeah, that's just one of the things. Yeah. Now, what we're about, we, again, it's myself, Carmela, and Ruth, and we are all about making connections and sharing with each other. And it's four steps. We reconnect, which is we rediscover what makes us tick and what matters in our own world. Then impact is how we transform our life into a blockbuster by embracing a service approach. And that's where Carmela, she also is a writer for the magazine, and hers is all about service. That's what her column is about in the magazine. Which is why I invited her to be a co-host on this particular call. And of course, Ruth and I, we've always been about servicing and taking care of our tribes. And so Ruth was a perfect connection as well to be a co-host for me. And then Destorify is where we craft our story, is how we put it together so we can inspire others to reconnect and make an impact. And then finally, elevate, how we can elevate everything that we're doing and everyone around us. So that just gives you a little bit of an idea of who we are. There is a book called Rise, and that's where we get this acronym of Reconnect, Impact, Storify, and Elevate. It's from the word rise. And over in the meetup group, you can see up here in the URL, we're at meetup.com, Connections Over Coffee. And there is a link there that you can download a free version of the book, an ebook, an actual ebook copy. We do have a place where you can register to get onto all of our calls every Monday. We have a Zoom call, and it's a different topic each Monday. And it just happens to be the fourth Monday of the month is this Connections Over Coffee. And then, of course, we do have our Facebook group, so you're welcome to join us in all of that. So that just gives us an idea of what we're talking about. Now, today, our actual topic out of the rise is the I, because we talked about reconnecting last month. So this month we're talking about impact. So I want to talk a little bit, and I got to pull up my notes here. I have them on my phone in my Google Docs. I want to know from each of you, what does impact mean to you, and how do you know when you're making it? Now, here's what I've discovered. I don't always know when I'm making it, but I know when I've received it. And sometimes it's something that's very, very small. It doesn't have to be a big thing at all. And it's just those, I guess, you always see these Facebook posts about, acts of kindness or, things that you could be. Being kind is the most important one. And sometimes it's just being someone being kind to you, or you just being recognized. And so I'm just going to toss out one little thing that makes an impression on me, and it probably does with other folks as well. And we all can do it. We don't oftentimes, but we can. And it's when Sally sent me a little thank you card, a handwritten note. And it made an impact on me. And you don't realize what kind of an impact it makes. But what I did with that card, and Sally, you may not know this, but what I did with that card is I have a bulletin board over my desk at my office back in Columbus, Ohio. I'm in Florida at the moment today. But back in Columbus, Ohio, where my office is, I actually have a bulletin board, and I pinned that to my bulletin board, and I look at it still today. And how long ago was that, Sally, that you'd sent me
So
that
at least
card?
2 years ago or so.
Yeah, and it's still on my bulletin board. So sometimes it's something as small as that can make an impact. So Sally, I'm going to go over to you first. What actually made you decide, or do you do this regularly, send out little notes?
I don't do it regularly. I do it every once in a while. But that particular time, I was just feeling very, very grateful for the people who had an impact on my life. And I thought rather than call and tell them, I would write a note and say, you are appreciated. I appreciate you. This is you. You've impacted my life in this way. You know, because handwritten notes are better than an email, better than a call.
Yeah.
It is more personal because you've taken that time to write a note and address it, stamp it, you know.
Well, and again, I saved it. You know, I mean, it was one of those things. I get emails all the time. I get text messages all the time about, thank you so much, Kathy. This really made a difference. I really appreciated your help or whatever. But yet I kept your note.
Well, yeah. And I feel that way when people send me notes about how grateful they are that I planned a trip for them, how much enjoyment they get out of their trips, you know,
yes,
things like that. So, you know, that means I'm on the right track. And that's, you know, where I do most of my giving is providing, even though I make money, I can't let go of that, being able to provide these trips at a lower cost for people so mm-hmm. they can travel, so they can experience. I don't know how many people, when we took the motor coach trip to Yellowstone, how many people said, this is a bucket list trip for me.
Oh, wow.
I've always wanted to see this. You know, thank you for being able to do this.
So just your very career, your job, what it, your passion is making such an impact on folks uh-huh. all around you. And so how do you define, Sally, how do you define impact? Is it numbers? Is it transformation? Or is it something else entirely?
It's not numbers. It's how people respond to the trip, like the people going to Yellowstone, to think I was able to provide that for them, made a difference in their lives, gave them something they thought they would never be able to see. And that carries through with like the being able to provide like special needs
mm-hmm.
things to make them able to be to let them able to be on a trip or go on a trip, do things they didn't think they would be able to do. That's very, for me, that's very impactful for them. It is too, but it gives heart to what I do.
Oh, absolutely. I remember one year we took my mom to Vegas. I'm of the opinion that everybody needs to see Las Vegas at least once because it's just such an odd destination in the scheme of things.
Right.
And so I just think everybody should see it at least once. And so I told my mom she needed to see it. She agreed. But she had had some ankle surgery months before we went. And by the time we got there, her ankle was bothering her because, of course, just going through the airports, there's more walking than what you anticipate. And so we said, well, let's get you a wheelchair. And she said, no. She said, I'll slow you down. And we wouldn't have any part of that. We said, nope, we're not. We're going out. We're going to show you the strip, the Las Vegas strip. So get in the chair. We're going to go. Nobody knows you here. Don't worry about it. So we ran her all around, you know, in her wheelchair. And she talked about that trip for years afterward. It made such an impact on her that she got to see something that, you know, so being able to have, you know, those amenities and to be able to travel is huge for
yes.
folks that feel like they're never going to get to see this stuff.
I had the same, when I did a group cruise, when Matt and I were doing our Astro cruise, and there was a woman, a gentleman from Columbia, South America.
Okay.
He does have, I don't know what his condition is, but it makes it very difficult for him to walk. And he was really, 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 I mean, really resistant to getting a motorized scooter.
Wow.
But he ended up agreeing. He had the greatest time. He could just go all over the ship. He didn't have to depend on his aunt or his mother to push him around or help him. He just, and he wrote a testimonial for me about that.
Amazing.
It made such a difference in his experience.
So how did you, Sally, how did you actually feel called, if you will, if that's the correct term, to make an impact by providing this service? Was it something, was it a family member? Was it you? I mean, what is it you said, I need to add this service?
It was actually my late husband, John.
Okay.
We were going on a trip and he used oxygen all the time. So I knew of this company called not Scoot Around, but Special Needs Group, that we were able to get a portable oxygen concentrator that was delivered right to the cabin and picked
Oh,
up from
wow.
the cabin. So I thought, well, this really makes a difference for him.
Oh, I guess.
What
How
else can I
huge.
do? Yeah. And then there was Ed's, his former in-laws that wanted to go on a trip. They thought they would never go. He needed a motorized scooter. She did too. He needed a hospital bed and a lift recliner. And we could provide it all. It was all delivered to his cabin. They had the best time. I mean, they were scooting all over the ship and especially the casino, the lesser casino. But it just made such a, it, I don't think they've been anywhere since. And that was several years ago.
And that's
Very
huge. That's huge
gratifying.
for them.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, you're making quite the impact. I shared how you made an impact on me. You're sharing how you offering this additional service is impacting so many of your clients that they're giving you these amazing testimonials. What's impacted you the most? Let's turn it around. What is it that impacts you?
I think it's when somebody says, "Thank you, I had the greatest vacation. Thank you for what you did." It's very gratifying
Okay.
to do that. And that's what I want to do for people. That's my, I don't know if you want to call it a driving force or not, but that's my end goal. I want people to have a great time. I don't want them to have shoddy service. That's how I only work with a few companies that I
Okay.
trust. I mean, I could get maybe less expensive trips from someplace else, but if I don't know them, I'm not going to use them. And the same for people who use me.
Right.
If they don't know me, why should they use me? If they haven't gotten a, referral from somebody, why
Wow.
should they use me?
Sally, I love it. You're making an impact and you recognize those impacts when you see them. So kudos to you, girl.
Now, I just like to. I might need a wheelchair if my back doesn't get better.
Yeah. Now, have you had your surgery?
I did. I had it a week ago Thursday.
Okay, a week ago Thursday. So you're still recovering as well. Okay. And are you doing okay?
I'd like to think I am, but I'm not as fast as I want to be.
Oh, well, I
Yeah.
know. Give yourself some grace there.
Yeah, because the whole problem was with actually my foot and my leg being numb and unresponsive, and that's still a problem. So I guess I should give it longer than 2 weeks.
Okay, it'll take some time. But anyway, I'll be back in town July 3rd. Let me know if you need anything because I'll be right around the corner from you.
Okay. Ed's doing a very good job taking care of me.
Okay, all right. Okay, who wants to jump in? Ruth or Linda? What does impact mean to you, and how do you know when you're making it? That's always the tough one. How do you know when you're making an impact?
That's an interesting question. I guess Linda's okay with me going next.
Yeah.
And I don't think it is numbers, but for me, it's, can you hear me okay?
Yeah. So
Okay.
you don't think it's a number? Is it a transformation or is it something else entirely?
It is transformation, but I'm not sure, and maybe this group can help. How to measure that transformation.
That's a tough one. Yes.
Because transformation means different things to different people. And there's different levels of it. You know, I do think that the calling that I have on my life is to help people with relationships.
Okay.
And relationships are hard to define. And
Well,
they're
that's true. That's true.
hard to get a number to, you know. And I do believe that our personal growth within ourselves, because we all have a relationship with ourselves, first of all, and what we believe about ourselves. And that needs to continue to grow. And like I want to say, you need to continue to value yourself and realize, not in an arrogant way, that you're important, but many of us have been taught that it's selfish to love ourselves and to value ourselves. And you cannot have an impact on other people until you've taken care of that piece first. And then that natural
Again, how do
level
you,
shows so that you can't impact others. Huh?
again, how do you measure that?
You don't. And you just have to, it's like that book that we've talked about different times, Kathy, about whether you look out at the horizon and you always see it going further and further. And you have to look back and you say, am I the same person that I was 6 months ago? Or am I the same person I was a year ago or 5 years ago or something like that? And yes, I can look back at that and I say, no, I'm not. And then,
Okay, am I
oh.
freezing or is Ruth?
Ruth, I can hear you fine, Kathy. Yeah, Bruce
Ruth
is
is freezing.
breaking up. Ruth is.
Okay. Yeah, Ruth, we lost your we lost you there for a moment. Say that again.
Am I okay now?
Yep, perfect.
Okay. I don't know what I think. Anyway, so it must not have been important. That might have been what I was supposed to say. It is looking back at who you were and say, have I grown or have I gone backwards? Because we never stay at the same place. We're either going forward or we're going backwards. And
Okay.
everybody on this group, I can guarantee want to go forward. So what is influencing you? What is the impact in your life that are causing you to either grow or go backwards? And we all have those choices daily, if not hourly
Yes.
or minutely, you know. And I'm not saying we don't ever relax, because relaxation is part of taking care of ourselves. But be sure that you've got something that is causing you to move forward. And I do feel like the impact that each of us have is a natural outflowing of where we are on the inside. And if I'm feeling something, I'm probably going all these rabbit trails, Kathy. You can call me back. But if I'm feeling something like I don't want to do something for someone, which is that whole service thing, then I need to ask some hard questions about, is it mine to do? Because it may not be mine to do.
Okay.
It may be that somebody else is supposed to do that. And I don't think we ever put ourselves on a guilt trip because of that, but we are aware when we feel like, no, I don't think that's mine to do. Now, there's sometimes that
That's
there's no.
interesting. I'm going to
Yeah, and
have
I
to
was
wrap
going to say
my mind
that.
around that.
We can talk about that more. But I mean, also, if I don't want to do something, then it's time for me to reflect within myself and say, is there unforgiveness there that I need to address? Or is it some negative feelings towards somebody? Like, I may feel like I'm in competition with them, and I don't want that. So there's times that it's within ourselves that we need to say, why am I feeling that?
Do you see why Ruth is a relationship coach? She gets right to the heart of the matter.
And I do believe that each of us are called to have an impact. And that's very important. I'm retired now, but that doesn't mean that I'm not supposed to have an impact. I'm not supposed to have a calling. I'm not supposed to have a purpose in this chapter of my life. But don't let anybody else tell you what your impact should be.
Very interesting. Now, Ruth, who has impacted you, and what did they do differently that made them unforgettable?
Well, this is a story you guys have heard before. There's several people that have impacted me, but the first one that really, well, probably my parents did way back when. I can't say that they didn't. And they were good parents. They weren't perfect. And they did have some hang-ups that kind of got passed on to their children, including me, that I've had to work through. But it was 30, 35 years ago. And there was a situation that came up that my friend, my mentor, looked me in the eye and said, Ruth, you are important too. And I go back to that as that was the start of my personal growth journey. That one statement that she started me realizing that I had a voice and I needed to learn how to use my voice. And it's taken a while, and it hasn't been a straight line. Hadn't even been a straight line up. It's been had dips in it. But I like to say that it's okay if you have dips in your personal growth and your professional growth. As long as the overall trajectory, or how, I'm not getting that word out quite right, but as long as the overall movement is upward, you're good. Like the stock market. We expect it to have dips, but we don't want to overall have it go up. And that's what we want out of our personal growth, too.
Great points, Ruth. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. Again, you can see why she's a relationship coach. She gets right to the heart of the matter. Ruth, thank you. Linda,
You're
how about
welcome.
you? Linda, how about you? What does impact mean to you, and how do you know when you're making it?
Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Okay. The word that came to my mind was paradigm shift. If
Okay.
I'm able to share something with someone and there is a paradigm shift, if I see like the light in their eyes that they are understanding something or seeing the value of something that can help them or to help change the quality of their daily lives, that's impact for me. And if I see that something that I am sharing with them is helping to lift the weight of overwhelm in their life, that's impact for me.
Okay. And so, again, you're kind of measuring it by that paradigm shift, which is, in a sense, a transformation. They're making a transformation either in their thinking or something they're doing.
Sure. Transformation is another word for that.
Yes, I love that. Now, in what area of your life do you feel most called to serve?
Where I seek to help people is to help them get their lives back. I've been in family business every which way for a lot of years, and I know what it is to have a business or a job run your life. And my goal in my personal life is to have a life and not have it be run by the means by which I make money. And my goal and my heart is to help other entrepreneurs and solopreneurs to just not be enslaved by the thing that they thought was going to be the great thing in their life.
Which they maybe thought was going to be their freedom, and it ended up actually not being at all.
Right.
I'm going to ask you, go ahead and share with those folks that are maybe listening in later, share what it is that you do. Like Sally does travel and Ruth is a relationship coach. And what is your topic, Linda?
Yes, I run a group called the Automated Entrepreneur. And the key to that is I'm not seeking to turn people into robots or efficiency experts. The idea is to use tech, my phrase is selectively, not slavishly, in order to get your time back so that you have the time for the important people and activities and desires in your life. So we learn how to make a bunch of things easier so there's more time for you to live your life.
I love it. I love it. Now, who has impacted you the most, and what did they do differently that made them unforgettable?
I'm gonna just pick one person and say that it is Roger, my
Okay.
significant other, and what he did was to be fully present. So when we're having a conversation, it truly is a conversation where we're both listening, hearing, responding deeply. And so many people in the world are very superficial. They either own the conversation outright or they are just fidgeting until you finish your sentence so they can dive back in and take over again. And I find that way of being with another human being so unsatisfying, that Roger is like world class.
Wow. Hats off to Roger. That's a great point, Linda. I think I have been guilty of especially if I'm in a scenario where I'm a little nervous because I have to present or do something that's outside my comfort zone, and I catch myself thinking more about what's next for me instead of being present on what's really going on. So, but in personal relationships, I try to be present all the time. So that's a great point. That's a great point. This has been great conversation. I love we don't have a large group here today, just the four of us. But I do love that we kind of did a little bit of a deep dive into how we impact others and how others impact us. And for those that want to connect, that's listening to this call later, you can actually tap into the Kathy Benner International Academy. And if you join our membership site, you actually have access to all the folks that have been connected in this Connections Over Coffee. And because it is, it's connections, it's networking, it's connecting with each other. So if you want to connect with me as passive income mentor, or with Sally for travel, or Ruth with relationships, or Linda with automating your business, please join and find our connections there. I will also put our connections in the description and replay of this particular call as well, so folks can connect if they'd like. Anyway, thank you so much for everyone being with us today. I really appreciate you all. Is there any last comments or any ahas before we go?
Hey, Linda, I don't so often that
Go ahead,
one
Sally. Sally,
yeah,
we
sorry.
can't hear you. Sally, did you have a comment?
You did, and I lost the
I'm not hearing you.
hold on.
Okay. Any
Oh,
comments?
I did. I thought I was off. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can now.
Oh, okay. So what I want to end up, well, all of us too, when you have somebody that, like, you're so busy, you have so many things to do, and then somebody reaches out to you that needs to talk, needs to, hi, Quincy. I call it God's time versus man's time. So man's time is the
That's
things
a great point.
you need to do. have to do. But God's time is the time that you need to take that time to listen to your friend or listen to that person that needs, might not be anything major, but they need to talk. They need to talk to somebody. And if you can do that wholeheartedly without in the back of your brain thinking, okay, I got to get done with this conversation so I can get back to what I need to do. If you can do that, that's a gift.
Absolutely.
Sure. Some people call that a divine appointment.
Yes, it is.
I want to welcome Quincy back on the call. He had to jump off for a moment. Ruth, did you have a comment before I jump over to Quincy?
Yeah, I want to. I'll put my face back on, not just the ceiling. I want to add something to what you guys are talking about. And when I was in HR, I realized that I didn't dare schedule my whole day. I needed the time to be flexible to handle issues that came up. And I think that follows through on this conversation because we never know when one of those things are going to come up, and we need to be able to do that. So I think all of us need to be aware that we don't schedule our whole day. Leave some flexibility in it.
I like to say, allow some margins.
Yes, allow some margins. Exactly. That's a good way of saying it.
Yes. Ruth,
Totally
thank you.
agree. Yeah.
Yep. Great conversation. I love that. Quincy, welcome back to the call. I know you had to jump off for a moment. We had a couple of questions for each person, so we're gonna put you on the spot here for a second. What does impact mean to you, and how do you know when you're making it?
What does impact mean to me, and how do I know if I'm making it? Impact. Well, just like a tidal wave, as long as there's a difference than what it was before, you know?
Okay, so
Yeah.
a change, a transformation. There's, yeah, as
Yeah.
long as it's different at the other side, you know you've made an impact.
Yeah.
What area of your life do you feel called to make an impact to serve?
I became a mortgage broker. And I didn't want to do it. I still don't, to be honest. Every day I actually don't want to, but it's the one calling that I'll avoid probably forever. And but it really, I'm seeing much more how I'm helping so many people. Like I was just at this open house yesterday, and it's nice to see like some people not being able to afford something and then being able to afford it because I'll have a program that, the next bank won't. So it's, I don't know, it's just a little interesting. And making an impact where it's like it's really creating ripples and residuals in people's lives, like going from not being able to pay their bills to basically making a bill for somebody else so that you can pay your bills as an investment property. So, it's really fun. It's nice because learning is earning. So the more that I learn, the more I help somebody else earn, which is an interesting kind of fact. But yeah, no, I think impact is, to me, if you can truly make a difference in somebody else's life, and then you, like, as the person, the giver, I personally get so much like a dopamine hit when I do make a difference, and then it feels good to me. I mean, I can't give myself the same dopamine that when I give to others and what it does in my body, like endorphins wise. So yeah, I mean, and the only way I can tell if I'm making a difference is if somebody's a little bit more free after they talk to me, like free of, emotional trauma, or free of some bills, or free of some lack of stability in their life in some kind of way. So yeah.
Well, who has impacted you the most? And what did they do differently that made them unforgettable?
I want to say two people actually, my mom and you. My
Oh,
mom
me.
My mom raised me, so she was the businessman in my life, the businesswoman, and taught me business, investing, and the place in back of me is actually her, it's her second property,
Okay.
and we took a picture from our balcony, so that made the biggest difference, because if you change somebody's environment, you change everything about them.
Absolutely.
And then yourself, actually, I got on some of your calls. And this was maybe a it was just like this, actually. I think you were speaking about a book, and you were talking about being vulnerable and not feeling like wanting to do the webinar in that day. And it was so relatable. It made me feel so comfortable because there's no day where I wake up where I'm like, oh, I feel like getting on meetings or I feel like making a difference today. But when you said that you didn't feel like it, but you still did it, and I was like, wow, that was very inspiring. So your meetings are the meetings that I make sure to put on my calendar every week. If I can hop on, I will, because it really makes a difference in my life. Like, I actually learn things, and emotionally, like emotional health wise, it makes me feel a little bit more stable that somebody's doing something that they may not feel like doing, but they're doing it because it makes an impact. So, yeah. So,
Well,
yeah, you're actually.
Quincy, thank you for that. I wasn't expecting that. Thank you for that, those kudos.
Well, it's true. It's true. I had a book club that I used to go to, and I published all five books now and everything, but you remind me of a lot of the lady that did the book club, and her father was in charge of MGM. She was very, very successful. And after talking to you, even one-on-one, really, really helped my business. Actually, I took every part of your advice, even the things that I was like, oh, I'm doing that, but it's not working. I like recreated,
For those of you that don't know, Quincy and I had a one-on-one chat, just a strategy call, and I gave him some strategy points that he might use in his business. So that's what he's talking about currently.
Absolutely. And it really helped. I took actually everything that I even said, oh, I did that, I'm not going to do it again. I did it again, and then it actually worked to be much more successful with a different strategy. It's interesting when you could have a different approach, you have different consequences, So yeah, you actually made a big impact in my life. Even doing the same things, I was more successful at them when I looked at them differently. And now I have virtual coffee meetups every day, multiple times a day. And it's led me to now open houses. Realtors are now working with me as a power partner. They invite me to their open houses, and I'm becoming their main lender. And it's really, really cool. But that was about 3.5, maybe 4 weeks ago that you and I talked. And I've taken your advice and just ran with it. And it's making me very, very successful over here in the Santa Clarita area of California. So thank you.
Perfect. I love it. I love it. And there you have it, folks. There's a way that I made an impact, and I didn't even realize how much of an impact I had made until Quincy shared that. So, we are all making impacts all the time that we're not even aware of. And I think it's probably the most ambiguous when you are a teacher and a coach, because you're trying to give your best advice. You're trying to be your very best when you're talking with your clients or with your students, and you really don't know the impact at the other end. Oftentimes they don't jump on a call like Quincy and tell you the impact you've made. And so you don't know. And so all of us are making impacts every day. So Quincy, thank you so much for that. Carmela, welcome. How are you doing, Carmela? Can you hear us okay?
Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
Good,
Sorry I'm
good, good.
late.
No, I get it. You're busy, busy, busy. Carmela is my other co-host, so thank you so much for being on, Carmela. We are talking about impact today on our Connections Over Coffee. And so, very quickly, what does impact mean to you, and how do you know when you're making it?
Impact is when I guess something either I've said or done, it's like it helps someone else. Someone else has helped, by it.
Do you
That's how
measure
I
it
look
in,
at it.
yeah, do you measure it in numbers, transformation, or something else entirely?
A lot of times I think I mainly measure it in transformation where I
Okay.
see is I look at visible results.
Okay. So there's a change of some
So
sort.
there's a change. That's how I look at impact, whether it be from, me receiving having an somebody having an impact on me, or me having an impact on someone else. I can say my mother has been the biggest impact on my life. I said I was not going to be
Okay.
like my mother, and in some ways, I am just like her. Where I'm very active in the community, church, everything, so I do that. And just recently, I think I can say that I made an impact on a young lady, because you know how I work with a lot of young women, and I'm there like a mentor. And a friend's daughter, who's been like a niece to me, I've known her since she was 2 and she's 23. She's lived with me for the past 3 months. So it's like, oh my gosh, having somebody else move in with me. But she just recently moved into her first apartment. I helped her kind of get settled, get there, you know, and she struggles at times with things, but she just told me the other day, she goes, you know, Titi, she says, you stuck with me and we're very, you know, persistent about me doing certain things. And she goes, you know, when I listened to you and I wrote things down, and because of me listening to you, I was able to do this and I didn't think I could do it. And I just can't believe all this is happening to me. And I says, you know, you just have to believe in yourself and trust yourself. I go, not to say we won't slip up. I do still at times, but you just have to have that confidence, you know, in yourself and go from there.
Well, I know that you have a heart of service. I know that about you. And so what in your life do you feel most called to do?
I try to lead a lot by example, especially with youth, you know. Right now I have joined another board. Go figure, like I have all this time, you know. And
Carmilla and I have had several conversations about time management. So for those of you that are pondering that, yeah, she's just such a giver. Yeah.
I am learning my boundaries, so I do say no now, and I make sure it's on my schedule. I don't overwhelm myself, but I'm working with, it's called Youth Connecting for Mental Health.
Okay. Because
ever since COVID, it seems like so many kids and youth struggle with anxiety and various different things. So I've kind of, you know, have reached out in the community to learn more about it, you know, to be available to listen, because sometimes they don't have that person that they can go to. Mom or dad's working, or it's a one parent home and mom, you know, whoever's working and taking care. But just being there and just listening and leading by example, you know, and being a mentor, you know, that lead them, you know, in the right path, you know, whatever they want to do, you know, give them the tools that they need to start with, you know, starting off slowly and making it to the next level.
Well, hats off to you, Carmilla. I appreciate all that you're doing. And I'm sure that, again, you can see some transformation, just like the gal that's got her first apartment. I mean, what a huge step for her. And yeah, that's something you can actually, you know, get a hold of. You can actually see that she is making a change. And you were such a large part of that. So, wow. Congratulations to her and to you. Now, I know you said that your mom impacted you, but who else can you name that has impacted you? And what did they do differently that made them so unforgettable?
This may sound so strange, but it was my third grade teacher.
Okay.
She has since passed on, but you know, I grew up, I went to Catholic school and everything. And, you know, growing up without dating myself, you know, I was the only, you know, little black girl in my class. So she was very tough on me. She did not want me to take the easy way out about anything. But she really instilled that I needed to just believe in myself and try. I mean, one of the things that she picked on me about the first thing, and it's funny because my husband's like, you remember that? My handwriting, and I've always had fairly neat handwriting, you know, growing up, even to this day, I've been complimented on, but she used to tease me and say, your C's look like Cadillacs, and the rest of your name looks like Volkswagens, where it wasn't even out, it was like this gray big thing. If I was trying to be like my grandpa at the time and be fancy, but she was one with just the littlest things, you know, reading, you know, applying myself. She's like, you can do anything I want. And it was like way back then in third grade, and here I am years later that, you know, those little things, you know, just try it. If you don't like it, you know, move on. But, you know, don't sell myself short, but to really apply myself, you know. And, you know, when you work hard, you can achieve anything. And, you know, a lot of that has been so true in my life, you know, even like with my mom, you know, it's like that little train that, or look, I'm going to get it wrong, the little train that couldn't or could, but it's like, I used to be afraid, you know, to try something because you're afraid of failure. But it's, you know, my teachers, it was like, don't be afraid to fail. And, you know, because not everybody, this even most successful people, they failed so many times before they got reached that success. And that's like Absolutely. Me. I mean, it's like, you don't be afraid to fail. And I think I was living a lot of my life in fear, because it's like fear of doing this wrong. And I guess I wanted everything, you know, on a cookie cutter thing, perfect. Mm-hmm. And life isn't perfect. You know, there's a little hills and, you know, crooked paths there. So, you know, I'm not afraid to try something, you know, and if it, you know, sinks through, it sinks through, but I've learned something and I've tried it, you know.
Well, good
so,
for you. Yeah.
And that's what, and I can check that off my block of, you know, well, you know what? I gave it the old good one to try. And if it didn't work out, it didn't work out. But I can at least say that I tried it. You know, I applied myself to it. But it just wasn't the niche for me.
Wow. I love that. I love that. Yes. Just give it a try. And I always say, and you've heard me teach this in my classes, that I always say that action has to come first and clarity comes second. And a lot of times we don't want to try something because we can't see how it's going to turn out. We can't see the end. We don't have the clarity on even how to do it. So we're like, you know, and I'm guilty sometimes. But I have changed my thinking, and Carmela, maybe this will help some folks that are listening to us today. Sometimes I don't try something because I don't think I have enough time to figure it out. I now am convinced that I can figure it out. I just need to start a project when I have enough time to figure it out. So once I realized that about myself, then I was ready to roll up my sleeves and try things that I didn't see the clarity at the other end, but I knew I was going to give myself enough time to figure it out. So I think putting that together, starting and having the time to figure it out, was the success point for me.
Now, and that's been that way for myself, because as well, I make sure that I have the time, you know, that I can see, you know, at the end of the project, that the see the big picture, because mm-hmm. I notice if I try to cram something, then I'm not, because I'm trying to put too much into a short period of time, not giving myself the space and the time to complete it, you know, and see the clear end result, you know, and have that clarity. But I'm right behind you there.
I love it. I love it. Well, Carmela, thanks for coming on. Even though you were a little late, that's fine. I understand that you're wearing all the hats today.
It's been, well, you know, the past few weeks have been very difficult for me. So I'm trying to get back in the swing of things, get back to the office, because, you know, I've been helping my parents extra hard since we had a loss in our family. And it's just been tough. So now I'm like, I got to get back out there. I was kind of sinking for a minute there. And I says, I cannot let myself get behind. And I'm like, I'm missing part of Connections Over Coffee. So I had a hearing, and Farley was in court. So I had to start the hearing without him online.
No, but I get it. And I'm just going to share lightly with the group. Carmela had a loss of a family member here recently, and it's been pretty devastating for the whole family. And Carmela, my heart goes out to you. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
But yeah, so she's definitely been wearing all the hats.
Too many. Yes. Trying to hold up everybody in the family when I can, as my husband says, you got to take care of yourself. And I've been trying to do that. Something you've taught us, you know. So I've been setting my boundaries and taking time for me. So if I don't feel I can do something, I politely decline and tell them that, you know, at this time I just can't do it, but maybe next time. So I've been taking time to rest and put
Good,
myself
good, good,
first.
good. Good. Yeah. Ruth, you'll be happy to see that Carmela has learned to love herself here first before she tries to love on everyone else. But yes, but Carmela has that heart. So thank you so much for being here. I appreciate all of you so much. We're coming up on the top of the hour again. If you want to make connections with each other in the group and with those of you that are listening to the recording later, and you want to connect with some of the folks that you've been listening to today, please feel free to go to the Kathy Benner International Academy. You can just go to kathybenner.com. You see my name there in my little Hollywood square. It's just kathybenner.com. And you can actually join the membership site, and that gives you access to all of us that are members there if you want to connect. So I appreciate everyone. Is there any last comments before we go? I just want to say thank you. My heart is full. I appreciate all of you coming on today. And all of you, I can tell you, are making an impact. I can see the impacts that you're making. And so just keep up all the good work. Any last words from anyone?
Thank you, Kathy. Keep these meetings going. I think these are so important.
Well, Quincy, thank you. And thank you for your kind words today. And we'll see everyone next time. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Take care.